Now, Marto, you and I and Robin have always been known for our balance. Is that not right? Do you know what I mean? We will give equal time to everybody. And we had the Prime Minister on the other day. And it's only fair that we now welcome the opposition leader, the leader of the opposition, Bill Shorten, into the studio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be here.
Now, you must have heard the other day what happened with when Malcolm came on our show and Marto asked him about Australian music. I'm sure you're across this.
It was an accident.
It does. It did actually penetrate the national media cycle.
Did you see? They brought it up. It was the last thing. We were wrapping up the interview, and I just thought, oh, it's AC/DC morning. You know how sometimes you'll go into a radio station, and they will deliberately stitch you up or try to.
Yeah, that does happen.
That wasn't one of those occasions. He was being a pleasant man.
We were having a nice time.
Because we have the impersonator,
Lawrence.
Don't say his name. Come on,
Malcolm.
She's Malcolm. Yeah.
Come on, mate.
He is outstandingly funny.
Yes, exactly. He'd be a good prime minister, actually, the moon.
No, he
wouldn't. No. Are you embarrassed that you haven't got an... Have you got an impersonator?
No, I hope not.
Well, that's going to be an industry, though. If you become prime minister, then someone is going... Because comedians, we talk about this, someone's going to have to go, all right, okay, who's going to become the preeminent Bill Shorten impersonator?
Doesn't keep me up at night, as a matter of fact.
But don't your children do it? Your kids would be good impersonators of their fathers.
They went off their brain. I did this rap on another station I can't mention because it's not in this network, but I did a rap. They were okay with that, but when I dabbed at the end, they just said the Shorten children can no longer go to school. You have humiliated them beyond words.
It's finally it. Let's hear it. Let's hear the bit with Malcolm the other day, just in case people haven't heard it. This is what went down.
You got a favourite AC/DC song? We've been doing a lot of reflecting this morning.
Tell me, give. What's your favourite AC/DC song?
Long Way to the Top for me.
Yeah, Long Way to the Top.
Highway to Hell. Why does she really come on?
No, I like. Run through a few more.
Barbie Girl. Bill,
he should have grabbed the lifeline.
Yeah,
he should have grabbed.
I guess it's hard if you. You don't have to know everything, and if you don't know everything,
right.
Just die.
Oh.
That's true. It's because there's no harm. We weren't trying to stitch him up. Like, if he doesn't know one, just say, I'm not really a fan. That's fine.
I think he finds it hard to admit that he doesn't know something. So,
is that true? Because there are people that
You know, if you're sort of master of the universe, you can never be imperfect, can you?
Do you hear that about him all the time? What I always hear, anyone who knows him properly goes, he always has to be the smartest man in every room he's in.
Yeah, I get that impression in the meetings. Yep. Right. Anyway, that's life, you know.
That is life.
And if you are every time, well, then there's no problem with that theory. But when you're not,
Then you get some. Then you
so
can
have
be
you
some trouble.
Ever liked any of the opposition leaders? Like, is there any one of those people that you've stood up against that you'd have
Malcolm's
a beer?
Malcolm's an interesting fellow to talk to, or to listen to. And I've often thought Tony Abbott. I wouldn't want him in charge of Australia, but as a neighbour, I think he'd be an okay bloke. You know, if a tree branch fell across a fence. If Malcolm was your neighbour, he'd probably sue you. And Tony's your neighbour, he'd get the chainsaw out and help you chop it into firewood.
What a great analogy.
That's not a bad analogy,
And what
actually.
Would you do?
Who'd fix the fence?
I'd sit down with Tony and make him a cup of tea and, we'd talk about stuff. I'd help.
Yeah. I'd help. You'd just call in a few union officials.
But the chances of me living next door to Malcolm and Neil, theoretical exercise.
Ed just said?
What was that?
You'd call in a few union officials to fix it.
Oh, no, they couldn't fix it now.
Have a meeting about it. So, Bill, we have to do it. We have to do the... it would be remiss of us not to do a Triple M rock music quiz. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear a little bit of...
Ed, did you see, before you start it, did you see what Mr. Shorten... Now, you had a few minutes before you arrived in here. You went out to the back room. We call it the studio, but it's full of all artifacts.
Very flash.
Isn't it? Full of artifacts and old records.
Ratings are up.
What were you checking?
I was checking the decor of the room.
You were checking the old AC/DC album for
there.
A few songs.
Might have got me for university, a bit of last-minute cramming.
Okay, here we go. All we need is title and artist, Mr. Shorten, number one from our rock music quiz.
Barnsley. Where's Last Man?
Maybe I made that one too easy because name of the
good.
Song was...
We can move on now.
It was in the grab.
Do you want to talk about the nation or, cost of living?
No.
Next one, please. Title and artist, please.
Whenever ready.
Title. Oh, no. Title.
Title and artist.
Akadaka and...
What was he singing?
Oh, my God.
Thunderstruck.
Bill.
Got
it. Oh. Yeah, oh, on the buzzer. On the buzzer.
I thought it was another name.
That's all he said.
You
only
said Thunderstruck.
Well, you're through to the final round. This is, you're playing for the car. Here we go. It is a, you're playing for a BMW with the number plate 1, if you catch my drift. And here we go. It is the title and artist of this track, please.
If you leave me, can I come too? Anything?
Yes.
Yes. With?
If you leave me, can I come too?
Wow. Do you also like getting romantic with Lucy with that one?
I've never been romantic with Lucy, and she's a very nice lady.
Oh, no, that's what Malcolm said. That was his favourite Akadaka song.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got that Netflix and chill and all that other stuff he's read about.
Yeah, that's... all right, well, you passed. Now, we're going to let you go. But, Marto, do you want to buy that thing from the news? Because with the nanny state, you want to talk nanny state quickly.
Can I just check one thing? This is on the news last night. The Ashes are on tomorrow. You're not here for the Ashes?
No, just before anyone says, because I'm in Brisbane, no, I'm going home today.
Righto. Can I check this? Is this where we are as a nation? Can I get your read on this? Okay, this is the opening batsman for tomorrow, Cameron Bancroft. Mm-hmm. First test. All right, mm-hmm. So they ask him tomorrow, what are you expecting? You know, how tough is it going to be out there? Listen to his response.
I'm certainly going to, you know, fight my ass off and do my very best for the team.
He said fight my ass off, and Channel 9 decided to beep that. Is that where we're at as a nation?
No, I think he's allowed to. I wouldn't have
beeped. Are you allowed to say ass?
Yeah, you're allowed to say ass.
Good.
Okay.
There you go.
That's the kind of Australia I want to live in.
That's
a short and based ass is okay Australia. That's what,
yeah, I'm waiting until I get the hate mail, though.
Oh, God.
From the ass lobby, the no ass lobby. Bill Shorten.
You just took it a bit farther, Ed, but anyway.
Yeah, that's what I do. See you soon. Bye.
Mono Ed and Robin, Triple M.